Foundation.
Neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, glad we're together again. This is going to be a busy day for us. Have you ever been to a circus? Well, in a little while, we're going to go to one, so I can show you some of the things that are there.
Fred!
Let's see who that is. Oh, it's Jeff Gable. Jeff, what do you have here?
Hi, Fred. I'm on my way to the farm, and I thought you might enjoy seeing these baby chicks.
Oh, they're beauties.
You know, they call them peeps.
Peeps?
Peeps.
Hey.
Because they get...
They peep like that.
Yes.
Is it all right to touch them?
If you're careful.
What? Aren't they beautiful? What a nice peep you are. Yeah. They're different, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. What? Each one is different than the other.
Yet they're all peeps. I wonder what they eat.
I think they just eat ground up corn.
You know, I was thinking of that because those strudels were so good that you sent over yesterday. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed them. Will you be ready to come to the big tent in about 10 minutes?
Certainly will.
Well, I'm going to go get into my Chuckles costume, and I'll see you at the circus.
All right, we'll be there.
Oh, and Betty Averlin is going to join us, and she said when you come to the circus, go right to the elephants.
All right, we will. Thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye, peeps. We have just enough time for some make-believe before we go to the circus. So, Dolly, let's make-believe something about Chuckles the Clown and Lady Averlin as a circus person, maybe thinking about some peeps. And they could be helping some of their neighbors with their feelings. All right? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, I'm going to help with the circus today, and I'm just practicing. Chuckles the Clown asked me I'd really like to ride an elephant. That's for sure.
Hello!
Oh, you startled me. Excuse me.
That's what clowns are for.
Well, I just didn't see you back there.
Well... here I am.
And here I am, ready for the circus.
That's what you think.
What do you mean?
You don't have your costume.
Well, where is it?
Right here.
It isn't exactly what I had envisioned.
Give it a try.
Buck,
beautifully.
I'd like to show this to Daniel.
Why not?
Oh no, the biggest chicken in the world.
Oh, Daniel, it's your friend Lady Aberlin.
Where are you?
Inside this costume.
Oh, why do I always get so scared of costumes?
Well, it is a pretty big chicken.
Hello?
Oh, no. Now what?
Oh, it's just Chuckles the Clown.
Oh. Hi, Daniel Tiger. I'm the funny clown.
Well, sometimes I don't think that clowns are so funny.
Why not?
It's when they surprise me and I don't know what's going to happen.
But clowns never want to hurt anybody.
They don't?
Never.
Well, that's good to know. I'll try to remember that. I guess I'm just not very brave.
You're just fine, Daniel. Just fine exactly the way you are. And as long as you can tell people how you're feeling, you'll get along all right.
Could you tell that to Nancy Caterpillar?
Sure. Why?
Because she hasn't become a butterfly yet, and she's just about given up.
Where's this sorry caterpillar?
She's over that way.
Come on, Lady A, let's cheer her up.
But don't scare her up, okay?
Oh, my promises, promises. Okay.
Hope you two have a good circus day.
Thanks, Daniel, and thanks for being yourself.
That's all I know how to be.
And you do it so well. Agamaga.
Agamaga to you.
Nancy Caterpillar, I'd like you to meet Chuckles the Clown.
Hello!
Could you do that for me?
You want to turn into a flower?
No, I want to turn into a butterfly.
But that's something you just grow into, Nancy.
I know, but I want to do it now.
Hello there.
Oh, hi, Daryl. Daryl Butterfly, I'd like you to meet Chuckles the Clown.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Nancy really wants to be a butterfly like you, Daryl.
Oh, so what else happens to be new?
It's just so hard to wait.
Why wait?
What do you mean?
Well, Nancy, did anybody ever tell you how nice you are just the way you are?
I don't remember.
Did anybody ever show you how good you look right now?
I don't think so.
Take a look.
Ooh.
See your beautiful hair?
And your dear little face?
And that cute button nose.
And your kindness.
No, I never thought of it that way. I always just kept thinking how different I want to be.
Well, Nancy, I, for one, think you are perfectly, absolutely, positively fine, just the way you are.
Just the way I am?
Just exactly.
I do too, Nancy.
Just exactly?
Just exactly.
I must admit that I do too, Nancy. You're a real pal.
Just the way I am?
Just the way you are.
Nancy.
But you all loved me just the way I was.
And we love you just the way you are now, too.
Yes, and I'm still Nancy.
Come now, Nancy. We've got flying to do.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you down the road and up the sky.
Come on, we've got circuses to play.
Yes, she did it all herself, Trolley.
That is the best kind, isn't it?
So Nancy Caterpillar changed into a butterfly, right there with her friends who love her just the way she was and is. and she and Daryl flew off together. Do you ever wish that you could fly up in the air? There have been times I wished I could, but that's not what human beings grow up to do, except in airplanes. We grow up to stand and walk on our own feet and learn to be able to love other people. And that's much better than flying any day. Well, it's time to go to the circus. Daniel was afraid of the big chicken costume and the clown. Let's see how we feel when we meet the different people and animals at the real circus. Come along. This is the circus, and Betty told us to meet her over by the elephants. I think that's right over there, so let's just go see her now.
Uh-huh. Well, they named her Pee-wee.
Hey, Betty.
Hi, Fred.
I didn't expect to see you clear up there.
I didn't expect to be up here today. Fred Rogers, I'd like you to meet Fred Logan. Fred and Fred.
Glad to meet you, Fred.
And this is Pee-wee.
Hello, Pee-wee. Is it all right if I touch her? Oh, she feels
like sandpaper.
Yeah. I expected it to be smooth, you know, and it's got those bristles.
Bristles.
Uh-huh. You take care of Pee-wee, do you?
Yes.
And all the elephants, Fred.
Oh.
Fred and his family take care of the elephants. Well, and the elephants help take care of the circus.
How do they do that?
They pull the tent up, they pull the stakes, and also they perform in the big show.
Well, I guess maybe we'll be seeing more of the elephants, won't we? How did you get up there?
I'll show you.
Fred, help me. And now, are you going to help me get down now?
Yes. Yeah. All right, down. Down, Pee-wee.
Hi, Pee-wee. Well, thank you, Pee-wee.
This way. And then I just step down like a step.
Now that
thank you.
That didn't hurt her, did it, for you to be up there?
No.
Do you have anything I could feed her? An apple. Thank you, Pee-wee. Put it right in her trunk.
Oh, thank you.
And she puts it in her mouth.
You eat the whole thing right like that.
Elephants are vegetarians.
There you are.
Thank you, Pee-wee. We're going to see you later, right, Fred?
You'll see me in the big show. You'll be able to recognize me. I'll have a bright blue coat on.
Bright blue coat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll look for you, Fred.
Right.
I want to show you something else before
glad to meet you.
Begins.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Thanks. And this is Susie.
Susie,
Mr. Rogers. And Helen. Helen, this is Fred Rogers.
How do you do, Helen? Oh, fine creature you are. Where are we going?
This way. Here's what I wanted you to see, Fred.
The tigers?
Tigers.
Oh, how beautiful they are. So different from the elephants.
They are. We can't go any closer, though, because the man who takes care of them put this up and told me that this is as close as we can get.
Okay. They must not be tame tigers, huh?
No, they're not tame.
Well, they won't have to stay in there all the time, will they?
No, they'll be part of the show soon.
Oh, good.
There's something else I wanted to show you.
What is it?
Come to the backyard.
The backyard?
Fred, this is the backyard.
I don't understand.
Well, the families and people who work at the circus need a place to live. And this is where they live, in these trailers, trucks.
So these are all homes for families.
They are. And then they move along to another town and set up their little village there.
And so they have their own backyard.
That's see? The backyard. Hey, Chella.
Hi.
Hi, Raina. They work here.
Oh, they do?
They're part of the family. Oh, hi, Jimmy.
Hello, Betty. Good to see you again.
I'd like you to meet Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, Jimmy James.
How do you do, Fred? Well, welcome to the circus.
Glad to meet you, Jimmy. Now, you certainly are in a fancy costume.
Fred, I'm the announcer, and I tell all the boys and girls exactly what is happening in all three rings.
So we'll get to see you when we come inside, is that
I'm right? On the way to today's performance, and I'll see you inside.
Okie doke, we'll listen for you. Fred, let's go to Clown Alley. Chuckles is waiting for us there.
Oh, good, all right.
This way.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
Dave, hi.
Hello.
Benny!
Chuckles!
Welcome to Clown Alley. So good to have you here. Sit down. I'm just getting into my costume. I have to put my big tie on.
Oh, it is a big tie. It's even bigger than it was in the picture.
And here's my hair. I'm going to put that on. And here are my white gloves, you see. But first, Fred, I have to put on my makeup. Because I'm going to look very different as Chuckles than I do as Jeff. So here's my makeup.
Clown white.
Clown white. Oh, it's the stickiest stuff. Oh, you're going to smear that all over your face like this.
Does it smell?
It has a bit of a smell. So I'm putting it all over my face. Now, I'm a white-faced clown, Fred, but there are other kinds of clowns that have red faces, and some of them have blue on their face, all different colors on their faces.
And what about this color hair?
Pink. Isn't that a festive pink? That's what I love about being a clown. You can just wear all kinds of wonderful colors and get paid for it, too. Isn't that wonderful?
Mind if I try?
Try it on, Fred. Oh, and with my nose. Now I have to powder my makeup like this so that it's not sticky any longer. All right. The show is almost ready to begin. You think you should get to your seats?
Oh, maybe so. But I sure would like to see some of the other clowns.
Would you? Here. Well, let me meet them. Let me take a photo of you all together. How
all
about
right.
that? Let's
okay.
get a photo. Come on, guys. Jay, Mike, Dave, come on.
Let's get a photo with Mr.
Oh,
Rogers.
Thanks, Dave. This is beautiful.
And you call this Clown Alley?
This is Clown Alley. All the funsters are right here. Now, everyone get lined up. Come on, let's get into
you
a family picture there. Here.
On. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. That looks ready? One, two, smile. Beauty.
Very good.
Beauty.
Hope that turns out well. It should. We'll see you under the big top.
Under the big top.
Good. Under the big top.
See you after the care.
Thank you.
See ya.
See you at the
Thank
circus,
you.
Fred.
Right. Which way do we go?
Ready.
Oh, that way.
All right.
Come along.
See you shortly.
Well, what about the ticket?
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Can you see all right?
Oh, yes. There's so much to look at.
I know.
The celebrated Flying Gallona family. Watch now as Julio Gallona executes the legendary triple somersault. Thank you. family.
Aren't they wonderful? Imagine how much they'd have to practice to be able to do that.
I'll bet they practice every day.
And the band. That band plays so well.
Music is so important to the circus.
Oh, sure. And all of them play different instruments, and yet they're all playing together to make one song. The one with Fred Logan? Mr. Logan said that he'd be wearing a bright blue jacket. Well, there he is. I think I've had enough. I don't think you have to see the whole circus every time you come.
No. Sometimes just a little bit of the circus is just right.
Well, this was just right for me. I'll get back to my place. Thank you, Betty.
You're welcome, Fred. I'm glad you could come.
Started out with the elephants with you on the elephant,
I know.
And then we get to see them here.
What a day.
It has been. See you later.
Okey-do. Bye.
Oh, a lot of very enthusiastic people making a circus for all of us. Let's go back to my place. I like to show you things like that. If you ever go to a circus with your family and friends, maybe you'll think of some of the things we saw and heard today. Of course, circuses are different in different neighborhoods, but they all have adults who want to entertain children and their families. If the circus seems too long for you, or if there's something you don't like in it, you can ask your parents to take you out for a while, and maybe come back if you want later. You see, people in the circus want people to have a good time. I'd just like you to see the keys on the piano here. Each key plays a different tone. Each white key plays a different tone. Each black key plays a different tone. Every one of them's a different tone. If all the keys and all the notes were the same,
This is how the good feeling song would sound. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. And that wouldn't be such a good feeling, would it? It's great that there are all different notes and different animals and different people in the world. But what's even greater is that we all can learn to play together and care for each other. All we have to do is want to. And wanting to is a really good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day and each week a special one. You know how? By just your being yourself. There's only one person in this whole world exactly like you, and that's you yourself. I say that often to you because it's very, very important that you know it. You are very special, and I'm very glad to be your television neighbor. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.